The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. This is Burnout, the mind of a student athlete. I'm your host, DJ Pierre, here to give you insight on the tired minds of student athletes from a Division II athlete standpoint. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to another episode of Burnt Out, the mind of a student athlete. I'm here with
Faith Guevara. I'm on the women's golf team here at Dominican.
Thank you, Faith, for joining us today. So first things first, give us insight on how you got into golf and, you know, around what age that all happened.
So I started playing golf when I was 3 years old. My dad's played golf since he was a teenager, and he's actually a head golf club professional. And he's also a head pro at a golf course. But golf has been a part of my life forever, really. My head coach is actually not my dad. He gives lessons too. But I get lessons from the guy who actually coached my dad when he was little.
That's amazing to hear. I bet, you know, with your dad being a pretty big name in the golf world and all, and playing for so many years, and you starting off so young, he definitely probably plays an important factor in your golf game and in your golf life. But you're obviously on an episode for being burnt out. So can you describe, like, at what point in your life you felt burnt out and, you know, kind of why you feel that way, since golf is a big part of your family's life?
Yeah, my dad does play a really big role. Almost every conversation we have is pretty much about golf, and growing up he was pretty hard on me about it, but I've come to like understand now, like, he was hard on me because he wanted me to succeed, and like it sucked in the moment, but it's, you have to do it. And yeah, I'd say playing golf your whole life is really hard, especially when you don't play another sport. Cause it's basically all I know, really. I think the first time I've ever felt burnt out, was definitely my junior year of high school. I was so done and I was just ready to quit. A lot of things weren't going my way. I didn't qualify for CIF, and I was a junior, so it was already my third year. I was playing number 7 on this roster, and I was thinking to myself that there's no chance that I make it to college, but that's all my dad has ever talked about. So it was really, really hard. I have a, like, love-hate relationship with it. There are times where I just absolutely love playing the game, and I can't really see my life without it, and that's a big reason why I decided not to quit my junior year and just to continue it, because like I really can't picture my life without it. It's been with me forever. I was thinking to myself, like, what I would do in my free time. But yeah, that was probably the first time I ever felt burnt out. And then I committed to Dominican. I toured Dominican, I committed to Dominican, and it was actually there was only 3 schools that got back to me. My dad is also the head coach of a junior college back home that's 10 minutes away from my high school. So if this didn't work out, I would be going there. But I didn't want to have him as my coach, I didn't want to have him as my coach, not because I didn't think he was a good coach, but I didn't want to have him as my coach because I feel like a relationship there would have been broken. Him and I, he always says that he tries to separate being a father and a coach to me, but it's definitely all coach. And there are good and bad to that. I committed to Dominican. My freshman year, I didn't have that great of a semester. It was kind of like a realization shock, and it was like, oh my gosh, I'm playing this every single day. I was playing it every single day before, but you hold yourself to a higher level, especially playing in a bigger level. But yeah, I'm
okay. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. You know, like, I've been running, and I haven't been running for as long as you've been playing golf, but I've definitely been playing sports for as long as you've been playing golf, and I can kind of, you know, relate on a level of you talking about how your dad, you know, is trying to separate being a father and a coach, but, you know, the sport of golf is a big part of his life, and as are you. And when you love something, you know, very highly, both things can kind of intertwine, especially when both of those passions and both of those loves are, you know, along the same sentence. I can relate the same way when I played cornhole, because my dad is the one that brought me into the game. And, you know, there were times in tournaments where, like, I couldn't play with him because, you know, I saw him as my dad and not as a partner. And so when he would get on me, it would just tear me down and I wasn't the same player. So I can kind of relate with what you're saying there. On a different note, though, you know, you said that you've been playing for a while and you've thought about, you know, dropping the game that you love. What is it that kept you motivated other than the fact that, you know, there's highs and lows to every sport? Like, did your family play a factor? What kept you going on a deeper level?
Definitely that first semester of college. So in high school, I was like, okay, I want to be better. And I played so much golf that summer that I was like, it's time for me to, you know, try and get a school to like kind of talk to me and try to make it there. And then first semester, after the fall season, I was like, wow, like kind of in shock. And it was like, oh my God, this is how it goes. This is how college golf goes. So coming into that spring semester, I was playing my, in the fall, I was playing in golf. There's a roster of five and I was playing the 3-4. And coming into the spring semester, I was playing five probably for every single tournament. I mean, it really doesn't matter what spot you play on the like you qualify for in tournaments, but it matters what how you play in the tournament. But definitely, I was really pushing myself. So really, I was playing five all the spring, but it doesn't really matter what you qualify for that tournament. It matters how you play in that tournament. I didn't have a very good spring. And of course, I was coming in spring wanting to have a better fall. And spring is also our conference season. So that's where our big tournament is. But yeah, what really made me want to keep pushing, even if I was just like, I think as a freshman, maybe all freshmen feel this, maybe not. It's all new things, so you kind of get hit with new things back to back to back, and it's really hard to adjust. And there are times where I just did not feel motivated to practice at all when there were so many things already on my plate. And then I was kind of the pressure of golf and the pressure from my parents and my dad and my coaches, and I was like, you know, with the like sometimes you're like, oh my God, like if I didn't qualify for this tournament, like they're gonna kick me off the team and big stuff like that. But what really kept me going was my teammates, really. I created such a really close bond with them really, really early, which was so nice because in high school, none of my teammates, I was never close to any of my teammates in high school. And in college, it was nice to have, like, you know, all these girls play the same sport as you, go through the same struggles as you. You can compare your games. So that was really, really nice. In the summer after that freshman year, I had a realization. I was like, okay, it's either I get better or I kind of just stay in this rut that I'm feeling, where after every single round I'm crying because I want to redo, I want to restart, I would give anything to play those 18 holes one more time because I can do better. And I know I could do better. So it's really, really hard going through that. So in the summer, I told myself I'd have to work on my mental, which was probably the biggest part. Golf is a really big mental sport, I think. And in my freshman year, I realized that my mental was really holding me back. And I think it's always held me back. I overthink too much, think about the score too much, you know, overthink all these shots when really I'm just playing golf. And after these 18 holes, these 5 hours of 18 holes is over, it's over and I can't go back. And I really tried to drill that into my head in the summer, practice a bunch, and try and kind of get a groove back to where I love golf. We ended our fall season of my sophomore year just a month ago, and I can say that this is probably the best year of my best semester of golf. I found love back and I've never really hated it. Like I didn't hate it. I didn't want to. I was excited to go to practice. I was excited to go to tournaments. When before I'd go to, I'd absolutely dread going to tournaments, and I just was not feeling it. This semester, kind of, I tried to change my attitude. Obviously, like, it's so hard to work mental. Your mental game is just so hard to work on. But I kind of kept with it, and I was trying to psych myself out, and I was like, you know, I could do this, and there's a reason I'm here, and that I belong here for a reason. So that was really, really good. But especially in golf, we all go through our ups and downs. Like right now, our fall season ended, and you would think, like, all right, it's time to grind for the spring. I have 3 months off of golf, and I'm, you know, I want to come back better than I was. And I can tell you that I'm in a rut right now. The months of November and December are really hard because it's the holidays, and, you know, there's nothing to really look forward to for golf, but, you know, you kind of have to push through that mental block and push through it, because you're just going to be right back at it in the spring. Time moves by so fast. But yeah.
That's great. So it sounds like, you know, you had a lot of built-up pressure. And, you know, I'm glad that you found a way to push through it. It also sounds like me and you had kind of a flip-flop in years. I know my freshman year, I was feeling how you feel now. I was eager to go to practice, ready to go put in work. We had a great team, and we have a great team now too, but I think it was just more different in the sense that, like, you know, just how I grew up and the adversity I faced as a kid. Like, I was ready to go prove to people that, you know, I could do it. And then this year didn't really have the start to the season I wanted, and it just took off from there. You know, lost love for it, and just kind of grinding on for pretty much the same reasons you were doing it last year. The teammates, the camaraderie that's there, it's all beautiful. And it's what makes, you know, every sport beautiful. It's pretty much the diamond in the rough. With that being said, just take me back, or like, take me through some goals you have for the upcoming season in the spring.
Yeah. What you said is all true. All athletes go through it. And who knows, maybe, you know, the feeling of being burnt out, you know, you can, it comes and it goes, and it's like all about, it's just how sports go, I think. Goals for next semester. A big goal of mine this year was to not only put up good scores and not shoot in the 80s, but to really just, you know, have fun out there. And that's going to be another goal of mine this year. That time moves by so fast, I can't believe I'm a sophomore already. And it's just, during season, it goes by quick. And I'm probably, some of these courses I'll never play ever again. I'll never get to travel to cool places like this. Like, never thought I'd go to Utah. I don't know what I would do there, but never thought I'd go to Utah. I've been to Washington already 3 times. But yeah, it's so much fun. So that's a really big goal of mine, to go to, or to have some fun out there. My golf game, I lack a lot of confidence. So that's a really big goal of mine for next semester, is to kind of build my confidence up. You know, I don't want to be thinking I'm the best player out there, but, you know, kind of have a little chip on my shoulder, and, you know, knowing that I can do it and I can prove it to a people that I am good. I was having this coach with my a talk with my coach the other day about how it's crazy how, you know, like, this fall semester, I didn't have to scroll all the way down to the bottom of the leaderboard to see my name, and I was, you know, kind of at the top mid-range. It's a great feeling. In Utah, this our last tournament was my best tournament. I came off the course both days, you know, not mad about what I shot, or not mad at how I did, but yeah, comes and goes. It's a lot of fun. But those are really two of my really big main goals for next semester.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And like you said, you know, being you know, really close with you and seeing your game grow over these 3 semesters that we've been together, it's really impressive. You took second in a tournament that you were actually leading, and you had a few top 5 performances, which is really great. But with that being said, that will conclude the podcast. Thank you for listening. Remember, live happy, be healthy, and I'll see you in the next podcast.